in a minute, we're going to come to a little quote. I want to quote something very small that Netziv says on the parsha. Before that, the parsha, the section we're going to read, reminds me of a friend. I have a good friend who became a gynecologist, obstetrician, and I asked him, of all the areas of medicine, he was excellent in everything. He excelled in surgery, and they want him to go into heart surgery or whatever. So I asked him why he chose to go into gynecology, and he said, because I get to deliver babies. There's nothing better than delivering babies. And in Shlishi, we read about a lot of babies. We start talking about Reuven and Shimon. The vast bulk of the babies that are born to the Shvatim are born in our in Shlishi. So that's all wonderful. How can you be less happy than seeing the creation of Levi and the rest? However, we know it doesn't start out so well. V'yahav Yaakov et Rachel v'yomer avdecha sheva shanim b'rachel b'itcha k'tana. Yaakov Avinu goes to Lavan and says, I'm madly in love with Rachel. I'll do anything that you ask me to do. I'll work for you for 7 years if you marry me to Rachel. V'yomer Lavan, tov. Okay, good. I'll give her to you, but I'd rather give her to you than someone else. But first, work for me. And indeed, we know V'yavod Yaakov Rachel sheva shanim v'yibeinav kamim achadim b'avatotah. He loved her so much. No big deal. And we know what happens. V'yasof Lavan et kol anshei makom v'yas mishteh. And he makes a big party. V'yibeir v'yikach et le'av v'yitov v'yiveotah elav v'yavo aleah. And he somehow or other switches Leah for Rachel, and Yaakov doesn't know. Yiten Lavan la Zilpah, he gives her a shivcha. And look, what did you do to me? Hello, Rachel, why did you trick me like this? He goes, well, here, we don't fool around. We don't put the younger before the older, Yaakov, who knows what he's referring to. But how did this happen? There's a very thick book by a philosopher, Thomas Mann, who wrote a book on the stories of Bereishit. It's kind of a funny story. He originally had a friend who was going to put on an exhibition of artwork on the Yosef stories. So he went to the philosopher, Thomas Mann, would you mind writing the... You ever been to like a museum, they have little cards underneath to tell what the story's about, right? You know, here's this biblical story and everyone knows it. So they have a little card. So Thomas Mann set out to make the cards. The end of those cards of, like, I don't know how many paintings there were, 10 paintings, ended up being a 1,200-page book, extremely tiny type, on the stories of Bereishit. And of all the stories in Thomas Mann, and here, this piece here always sticks out in my mind. Lavan makes a mishteh. What time is Mishteh? Mishteh is a party, but there's the connotations there of Shtiyah. So the way Thomas Mann portrays it in his very beautiful portrayal of the biblical stories, he says, oh, he must have gotten Yaakov drunk. He was so excited. He'd worked for 7 years. And while Yaakov wasn't paying attention, he gets him drunk. And in the morning, lo and behold, it's Leah. Now listen to what the Netziv says, a little tiny piece. Just a few powerful, powerful words. Why did you trick me? Listen at Siv. V'lama rimitani, why did you trick me? Livol isha shelo b'yediati. I had sexual relations with this woman without my knowledge. V'areze v'ilat znut. Vilat snoot, and it's inappropriate sexual relations, licentious sexual relations. The Gemara, it's famous machloket, the Gemara says in general, in Adam said bilato bilat snoot, people don't do that. Men don't do that. The good guys don't do that. Right? And here, Yaakov was fooled. Who knows how Leah was forced. And they're both victims of their father's treachery. They're both victims. It's pretty horrible, horrible expression. But here, listen to this for a second. Yaakov was married to Leah. Right? But not only did. He was tricked. But he's married to her. And the Tziv uses the language, Bilat Znut. In the Gemara, Bilat Znut is something that men don't do. And certainly in the context of marriage, you don't do that. And here they were drunk. And here he was drunk, at least perhaps. He didn't know. When alcohol is involved, there's a huge danger. Yaakov didn't know what he was doing. It's Yaakovinu. He's our ancestor, our patriarch. He could not have been anything but a tzaddik, right? But alcohol in the mix, and lo and behold, it's an illicit sexual relation. It's incredible. It's incredible. And it's even in the context of marriage. I talk about this every year, but I'm going to talk about it now because it fell upon me. But there's a danger here that Siv is pointing out, the Torah is pointing out, it's something we can all understand. Alcohol, men and women, they're a bad mixture. You think you're in control. Yaakov Avinu worked for her for 7 years. He was in control. Right? God blessed him. He had lots of sheep. He knew what he was doing. One drink. Two drinks. Three drinks. Five. We know what we're doing. And we wake up in the morning and it's Bilat Znut. It's a powerful expression. I once gave a lecture in the yeshiva about the dangers of co-ed drinking. You think, I'll drink one beer. It's not a big deal. I drink three beers. It's not a big deal. I drink a six pack. It's not a big deal. Right? We know what happens on college campuses. We know what happens at parties, whether it be B'nai Akiva parties, or their beach parties, or their frat parties. We know what happens. Right? My wife once told me there are two approaches to rabbis in yeshiva. They're like the naive rabbis in yeshiva who like don't embrace culture. Right? And I've had certain of those rabbis, and that's like the tzaddik rabbi type. Then there are rabbi types who have had experience. I'm not tzaddik. Okay? I'm not a tzaddik. I'm telling you, experientially, I also went to college. I also saw what's going on. I also went to college later on, and I saw what's going on as an adult. It's extremely toxic mixture. So I gave this lecture in the yeshiva, and a student was quite irate. And he came to me afterwards. He said, Rabbi, just because I had a pint or 2 pints of beer does not make me a rapist. That's true. It doesn't make you a rapist. Yaakov Avinu wasn't a rapist. He was a victim in this particular circumstance. 2, 3 beers... also don't mean that I'm a drunk driver. They don't mean that I can't drive. But you know what? You can't drive. You know how incredibly dangerous it is drinking alcohol? We know it. We all know it. Right? We know the death that happens. You don't think the same thing is true in sexual relations when men and women are drinking together? It's also true. Your mind is impaired? We all know that fact. Yaakov Avinu's mind was impaired. And it was in a marriage. Right? And the Tziv says, even in marriage, you can't be Bilat Znut. Even in marriage, when you're drunk, you can rape your wife. That's what happened here. This was nothing but a rape. He didn't mean to do it. He was set up. He's as victimized as she is. But we're dealing with two victims here. Now, we know, once I was a rabbi on college campus, as you know, and the most disturbed, I got lots of calls, wacko calls, interesting calls. I talked to some people about the parental calls I got when parents were asking me all kinds of crazy questions about their kids, right, which I never answered. But there was one call I got which was disturbing. I was at home. I remember it quite vividly. I was at home. I get a call, and it's from a young woman who was shaking. You could hear her voice shaking on the phone. Why did she call me? Because she was not a Brandeis student. I was right at Brandeis, if you don't know. She was not a Brandeis student. She was from another university. She found my phone number in some list of rabbis who were involved with college campuses. She wanted to speak to a rabbi on college campus. So she calls me up, and she had just been date raped. She's Orthodox, and she's frum, and she wanted to speak to a frum rabbi. She went out with a frum boy. I don't know all the circumstances of the events, but something happened. Right? I don't know anything about that boy. Did he sit out that way? Was this young man a predator to begin with? Did he have too many drinks? Did they go out and this and that? I don't know. I don't know. She was destroyed. And that's not the only example I have of personal experience of people who were destroyed. Alcohol and co-ed situations don't mix whether you're married or not. Even in marriage, it's incredibly dangerous. Now, we can walk away. We could have walked away. The Aliyah could have stopped there with this horror. I mean, it was just horrible, right? If you think about it. Yaakov Avinu is racked with guilt, right? The morning after that a guy gets drunk and has relations with a woman, I guarantee you he's going to be racked with guilt if he has any, even a smidgen of humanity within him. We know, we read about the stories of the guys who have no humanity in them, right? We read too many of those stories, right? You just read this new poll that came out about a California university the past 10 years of surveys. Fine. So he wakes up and he feels guilty. He feels horrible. So what does he do? He goes, Lavan, why did you set us up? Now, Leah and Yaakov, that could have been the end of the story. They were both victims. But that's not what happens. Right? That's not what happens. They change their victimhood to being survivors, to building a family. It wasn't simple, I imagine. The tension you see in the pasuk over and over again. Leah's petrified. Yaakov hates her. It's not the most ideal way to create a family. To create a nation. But that's what they do. They turn this horrible situation around into something which creates beautiful children who have tension, but eventually will create a beautiful nation. But nonetheless, that's going to ring in our ears that it started out in a very difficult, problematic way. And that's mussar to all of us. I don't care if you're married or you're not married. When it comes to women, you have to understand where they are, and you have to be a decent human being. You have to make sure you're all on the same page and you have clarity of thought. If not, then that's Rivan, and that is Bilat's Nuke, and that's a horror. Right? It's a muster for all of us to think about what we do with people of the opposite sex, what we do with other human beings, to think for clarity. You don't want to be the drunk driver. You don't want to be drunk driving, even if it means in sex relations either.
Thank you.